From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. People attending Denver's Pride Fest this weekend will notice higher security, as Benta Berkland reports that's a direct response to the nightclub shooting in Orlando.
The executive director of the state's largest advocacy group for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community helped organize a vigil for the shooting victims at the Trax nightclub in Denver on Sunday. Dave Montez says there's a sense of shock, sadness, and anger in the community. Ahead of Denver's massive Pride Fest, he advised the LGBTQ community to continue to stand against bigotry and hatred.
We have to rise above the angry rhetoric. It was a gay nightclub. It was targeted because there are gay people who were in that nightclub. We don't want that to get lost in the coverage.
Many public officials have called the attack terrorism, but Montez says the target also matters. When tens of thousands of people converge for one of the largest Pride Fests in the nation, security measures will include fences and even metal detectors. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Colorado's Republican U.S. Senate contenders are reacting cautiously as investigators look into the motives for the Orlando shootings, but they agreed that debate over policy should be about defeating radical Islam and its recruiting efforts, not about domestic gun control. Just over 2 weeks before the June 28th primary, the candidates said the tragedy reinforced their respective messages on fighting terrorism and keeping that fight abroad. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.